Once again, we are front-loading this thing today. Welcome back. Next hour, Indiana Pacers head coach Nate McMillan. Also next hour, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Right now, we are talking Louisville basketball. We are joined by the head coach there, second season at Louisville, 2018 Big East Coach of the Year. Louisville is 5-0 this year. They are number two in both polls. They are hosting Akron on Sunday. Chris Mack is my guest. Chris, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How you doing?
Good, good. Good to visit with you, Chris. So let me take you back to Wednesday. Let me start right there. You were facing South Carolina upstate, and you were trailing in the second half for the first time all season. Then you go on a 36-7 run. You close the game out. So how valuable was it to face a team that was not in awe of you and was going to give you everything they had?
Well, for a while, I didn't feel like it was very valuable. It wasn't a great feeling sitting over there on the sidelines, Jim, but you know, it just shows the power of the three-point shot. You know, it seems like every other night in college basketball, someone's getting upset. And, you know, that's good for a team to go through those type of moments where they have to figure it out. And they have to sort of work through the adversity that presents itself during the course of the game. And, you know, we were just fortunate to be able to, in the last 12 minutes, play a lot better basketball and come away with the win.
Louisville basketball coach Chris Mack joining us. And then your preseason All-American Jordan Wara had 28-9 in Wednesday's win. He had a huge year last year and maybe could have gone to the NBA, but decided to come back. Not only, Chris, did he come back, but over the summer he played in the FIBA World Cup. How big of a step has he taken from last year to this year?
He's taken a huge step. I think, you know, when fans follow the game, they tend to see how much a guy scores. And Jordan's always had the ability to really take over a game with his scoring prowess, but he's become a more complete player really on both ends of the floor in his junior year. You know, defensively, he's giving a lot greater effort, and he has a complete understanding of what's happening on the floor. The game has really slowed down, and offensively, I think he's playing a really efficient basketball, turned the ball over a lot less this year, despite being the focal point of other teams' scouting reports. He's had a great start to his junior year.
Chris Mack, my guest. Now, when you took over at Louisville, you obviously were coming into a pretty tricky situation, and there was no doubt about the long-term potential, but the outside view was it might take a little while. In fact, if we go back, 1 year ago, you were picked to finish 11th in the ACC, and now you're number two in the country. So from our conversations over the years, I know you're always looking to achieve big things, but is this running on schedule, Chris, or are you running ahead of schedule?
Well, to be honest, Jim, I didn't really have a schedule. You know, the only schedule I worry about is the practice schedule. And without sounding too much like a coach, projections and where we're going to be a year from now, 2 years from now, it's really never been about that. You know, I was very, very fortunate to have a really talented group of high-character kids left behind when I took over. And fortunately for me and our coaching staff, anything that we've asked them to do, they've jumped in with 2 feet. You know, it's never been about another coach's players or anything like that. We just wanted to put Louisville back where it's always been, and I give a lot of credit to the players that were here when I got here. And we've added some other guys along the way, and I think they're a big part of our progression as well, and our future, obviously, as well.
We're talking to Chris Mack. So when you talk, Chris, about the progression, I mean, clearly the players and the program have grown over the course of the last season. So how much of that growth was on the court in terms of execution and results? And then how much of it was off the court and in the locker room in terms of chemistry and culture?
Like I said before, Jim, we've had a lot of really good players over the years, but really, really fortunate with the talented kids that we had coming back. But at the same time, extremely high character. You know, really, really competitive kids and guys that would do really anything that the coaching staff asked. The tough part for them was they were going to play for a coach that was really a 180 from Coach Pitino. You know, his teams were known for pressing and, you know, really being all over the 94-foot court, reaching from behind, blocking shots. And we're a little bit more conservative with our defensive approach. We want to keep the ball in front of us. We want to just have the other team take contested shots. So it was a 180 for our players in terms of, you know, changing systems. But again, I couldn't be happier and more pleased with, you know, their adherence and their results.
We're talking Louisville basketball with head coach Chris Mack, and we'll do so for a few more moments. You know, as successful as you were last year, I know when you got the guys together in August, you were showing them film from some really painful losses from last season. Malik Williams said that watching that film, quote, just makes you sick. We had a chance to win, what, 24, 25 games, get a higher seed in the ACC and NCAA tournaments, end of quote. So obviously one of the things, Chris, and you could lay this out better, but you probably want them to kind of think about finishing. And then that brings me up to this issue of finishing, whether it's a game or it's a season. Is that about a skill, or is that more about a mentality and a toughness?
I think it's more about a mentality and a toughness. You know, we were right there. We were knocking on the doorstep a year ago, Jim, in so many games. And there were a few of them that we obviously, you know, were feathers in our cap. But over the long haul, we left a little bit too much on the table. And maybe it was just going into the season, there weren't a whole lot of expectations. And, you know, guys didn't really understand, you know, the value of ending a possession, you know, getting that final defensive rebound, being able to end down the ball against pressure. So we've talked a lot in the off season and even the beginning of this season about being a team that's willing to finish, and whether that's finish a drill, finish a practice the right way, ultimately finish a game, and then hopefully finish a season. We've used that term a lot, but I do think it's more about a mentality than anything else.
All right, so there's a lot of basketball to be played, a lot of work to be done, but you're playing really, really well right now. And you're doing it in a conference that has got four teams in the top six in the AP poll. So for all the talk of how the talent turned over in the ACC after last season, how does this league look to you right now? Is it as nasty as it's ever been?
Well, it's hard to say at this point because, as you said, it is really, really early. But, you know, there are some blue bloods that are never going to go away. You know, there's a reason that they recruit at such a high level, the tradition. And so we're just trying to keep up, making sure that we can make our mark on what I think is the best league in all of college basketball. And those programs that you mentioned, they're not going away anytime soon.
You know, we were talking old school video games with some coaches earlier this week. And then, as you and I have talked about in the past, you've always been great on Twitter. And then earlier this month, Chris, you tweeted out a pic of the game Battleship with the caption, "Do not play this game with a four-year-old," end quote. So how did that go for you?
You know, he cheated a lot. And my son, Braden, he was cheating a lot. He was moving his shit all over the place. And, you know, he was very sneaky about it, too. You know, he kept on making sure that I was reaching down for a white or a red peg when he'd move that ship a little bit. So very difficult to play against a four-year-old.
Hey, Chris, if you're not cheating, you're not trying, and it's only cheating if you get caught. So were you impressed and proud of your four-year-old for looking for an edge?
I don't know if I should say proud. I don't know how that would make me look over the airwaves, but I know he's a competitive little sucker, that's for sure.
All right, so as long as we're digging into Twitter, you drove your oldest to her first high school dance a few weeks back, and you say that you did not know one song that was played. I mean, my man, you're one of the coolest, most connected coaches there is. How is that possible? How could you not know any of the songs?
Well, maybe I knew one song, but I certainly don't know the artist. To me, and this is really starting to date me now, Jim, I feel like they all sound the same. All these songs sound the same, and I don't know. I just sort of going down without a fight here is she's a freshman, and never thought I'd take her to a first dance, that's for sure. Not in a minivan, anyway.
I think I can help you with that, Chris. The reason those songs all sound the same is because they are. It's not you.
I appreciate it. No, I'm not the only one that thinks that way.
No, it's not you. It's not me. It's them. Louisville 5-0, number two in both polls, and they are at home Sunday against Akron. Chris Mack is their head coach. Chris, great to have you back. Always good to run you down. Good luck this weekend. Let's do it again soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Jim.
You too, Chris Mack. What an amazing job he's done there. It's November. I know it's early. I know there's a lot of work to be done. I know a lot of you are not up on your college basketball prep yet. It's only November, except I am. I'm paying attention. I know what's up. That number two ranking that Louisville is flexing right now is legit. Absolutely legit. And they've got a really good look at this thing this year. Really strong upperclassmen play. They've got an underrated freshman class. And Wara is nice, man. He is active. He is athletic. He could have gone to the NBA last year. And he's not the only one that Chris Mack has.